Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We've got an exciting guest today, Rose Schuller, VP of the Communications and Storage Infrastructure Group at Intel. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
We've been trying to get you on the show for a long time, Rose. Why don't you give folks a bit of your background at Intel and what you do today?
So I've been at Intel as of July 10th, 24 years.
Congratulations.
I actually started in the graduate rotation program. So I worked four jobs my first year in areas spanning the fab, to assembly test and package technology development, assembly test Q&R, and then in a niche business focused on military. So it was a very diverse first set of jobs, and out of that I decided to become a process engineer in Fab 6, and I ran the thin films area. Then from that point, I had a number of jobs. I did program management and corporate quality, built an information system, and then about in 1994, I found my calling in marketing. And then in 1998, I moved into an organization focused on enabling IA solutions within the communications infrastructure. And then I took a GM job running that same comms business in December of 2007, did that for a while, and then picked up storage. And then in January, I picked up the networking division as well. So pretty diverse background, manufacturing, QRE, you know, marketing, and then general management role.
Well, if anybody's been listening to Intel execs talk about the data center lately, they know that Intel is very focused on the areas that your group is delivering products for. Can you tell us a little bit about the transformation that we're seeing in these markets and what this means for Intel?
Okay, so let's start with network function virtualization. And really what it enables is the separation of the software from the hardware. Mm-hmm. It allows you to take, say, a box that was proprietary in nature, and instead of having a proprietary hardware implementation, it runs that same capability in software, virtualized on a standard Intel hardware platform. Software-defined networking, in many networking boxes, whether it be a switch, a router, gateway, a radio network controller, and wireless infrastructure, they have a couple functions in them, up to four, actually. Two of them most frequently present is the control plane, which tells the packets where to go. It routes the traffic. And then the data plane, which actually is the part that moves packets through the platform. SDN separates those functions. It separates the control plane from the data plane. And instead of it happening locally in a box, it takes that control function and begins to manage the network at a regional level. So it creates more flexibility, more efficient utilization of the assets.
Now, from an enterprise IT perspective or a telco perspective, what are the benefits of these changes?
From an SDN standpoint, it's the ability to quickly deploy a service. So right now, say you wanted to provision new network services. From the time that you pick up the phone to the time where it's up and deployed and ready to use could be 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. The benefit is, and we want that to happen in hours or minutes, not weeks or months. There's also a benefit in the terms of the utilization of the assets, right? It allows you to understand the underlying hardware and through that control plane, provision a workload based on where you have open and accessible capabilities to leverage. Flexibility, efficiency, time to market.
And that was the one that I was going to ask you about, time to market. By moving to standard platforms, does that, you know, telco has always been something that has moved very slowly.
Wicked slow.
Does that open up new opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. So we like to simplify the telco value proposition into two vectors. How do we help them save money, and how do we help them make money? And both NFV and SDN allow them to do that. We've been working for close to a decade now in optimizing Intel architecture to support the workloads in telco. So now we have a lot of momentum around IA as a base platform. The next step that we will take is now that we have a common platform, we can apply virtualization technologies, fortify the weaknesses that exist in the solutions that exist that are available today for the enterprise. And with that, you allow them to save money. Right, because instead of deploying these fixed function boxes, you can deploy it on general purpose hardware. Then the next phase is implementing SDN. And if I have IA and I know I have IA out on that node, I can deploy a service. And if I can deploy a network service, I can monetize it and I can drive up my revenue.
So Intel is always good about rallying an ecosystem to move technology forward. What do you guys have planned here?
One thing that I love to do is replicate a successful model. So we looked over to our brothers in the cloud. Jason's organization and Regine had an excellent program around cloud builders and then cloud finders. And we said, why should we reinvent the wheel? Let's very much use the approach that they've taken, which is rally the industry to define reference architectures based on open standards, what supports our strategy in SDN, right? Because SDN is disruptive. We very much want to make sure that we have an opportunity to build network elements based on open standards. So with that, we bring the ecosystem together in the Network Builder program that we launched. Over 30 participants on the day of launch, which I think is very exciting.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. And I think it's a strong indicator of the interest level in new ways of using general purpose computing for network. So we will bring these parties together and we'll do a few things. Based on existing open standards, we're not defining our own. We're going to build reference architectures. We're going to create a community where they can obviously share innovation and ideas. We're going to look for opportunities to collaborate with other ecosystem programs that exist in the industry. And then I would anticipate something similar to cloud finders as ways to, here's the reference architecture if you don't want to go build it. Here's someone that has. Here's their name and their contact information, and feel free to contact them directly.
When you look forward in time, what are you going to be looking at as your key metrics that the industry has been successful in this transition?
So what am I going to look at in the early years, both on SDN and NFV? I think from an SDN perspective, we have pilots, and the example that I will give you is we have a cloud-bursting pilot between Intel, HP, and Verizon that's running in Intel IT. We just finished the pilot. Now it's time to look the data in the eye and see if it delivered the value around efficiency, scalability, flexibility that we intended it to enable. So we're going to look at our proof points and our pilots and analyze the output of those pilots relative to the expected benefit, number one. Number two, then, we have to look at a time frame for initial pilot deployments in production. Are people actually getting out of the lab and taking it into production? And I think we'll see that happen in cloud first. Is there a little bit more on innovation and risk-taking and build your own capability? They have a strong engineering expertise in both software and hardware. And then on NFV, we've been through research, we've been through pilot, and we're actually expecting deployment. We'll continue with not only our proof of concept and pilot work and scaling that, but we expect revenue in 2014.
Well, Rose, it was worth the wait. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
I got a good education, and I'm hoping my audience did too. I know you're on Twitter.
I am at capital R Rose capital Schooler.
So I follow Rose. She's a good person to follow. I'd recommend it. Thank you very much for being on the program, and hope you come back soon.
Thank you so much. It's been a blast. I'd love to come back.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.